So it's time for the pièce de résistance, the belly pork on the bone. This is my Christmas dinner on Christmas Eve. It's very, very nice. And what's more, it's probably one of the cheapest cuts of meat you can get. It's super succulent, probably fairly healthy, and not very difficult to make. You need to ask your butcher in this country anyway to get you a piece of belly pork on the bone, because invariably here in the UK, belly pork is served off the bone. So basically you get some ribs in your belly pork, and also ask your butcher to cut the ribs over crosswise, because that will ease the serving later on. How do you cook it? Well, there's as many answers to that as many people who live in Norway, I would have imagined. But the simple solution is this. Salt and pepper a day or two before you actually cook it, so it can properly soak into the meat. And then you put it in a roasting tin. 2 deciliters of water in there. Prop it up underneath with a little plate of some sort, so that the fat can go off the actual top of it, so it doesn't form in the middle, in a dent in the middle of the meat, because then the crackling, you won't get proper crackling. It'll be just soggy and horrible. And cover it with aluminium foil, 230 degrees for half an hour. Take the alu foil off, another 1.5 hours on 200 degrees. Let it rest for about 20 minutes after, it's ready to serve. You can serve it with whatever you like. You could go with, I boil some potatoes, if you find some nice almond potatoes. I don't know if they're called almond potatoes in the UK. That's what we call them in Norway anyway. Very nice. And some veg, whatever veg you want, roast, boiled, some sausages perhaps. You can throw them in for the last 20 minutes with the pork itself, and the aforementioned red cabbage and sauerkraut. Very nice, can't beat it. Merry Christmas, everyone.